Welcome to Guardian Radio OG News. I'm Caroline.
I'm Summer.
I'm Josie.
And I'm Lucy.
What's coming up? This Tuesday and Wednesday, a speaker, Katie Greer, is coming to Parish Hall in the school. Pizza Day is also on Wednesday. Because we did not have school last Friday, Crazy Hat and Sock Day will take place this Friday, which also marks the end of the third quarter. On Friday at 2:15, our third grade class is hosting Mass. Basketball season is officially over and there are no upcoming events.
So, this week's Glowing Guardian, we are doing Mr. Mike Malcolm. He manages all of our social media pages and manages our website, so we'd like to ask him a few questions. So, Mr. Malcolm.
Hello.
So, why did you choose to come to St. Mary?
I always admired this church and the school. People in high school who I know who came from the school of St. Mary, they were really smart, and I thought, I want to be closer to these people. It looks like you guys have lots of fun here. So it was very easy to come over to this place.
That's awesome. So what is your favorite thing about our school?
I like how everybody wants to do something special. You guys on this podcast are really motivated to do something special, and I like that. And so I just want to surround myself with people like you.
I love that answer. So what is your favorite food?
My favorite food, gosh, I like Italian stuff, pasta. So I'll say fettuccine Alfredo.
I love that too. So do you have any pets?
I don't, but I used to. When I was in college, I had two huge fish, and their names were Heckle and Jekyll. And I'd drive into a city and buy them 100 goldfish. And then Heckle and Jekyll were big, and they would eat all 100 goldfish.
Okay, that's interesting.
It's so violent.
What is your favorite animal?
I'll go with a tiger, Oscar. That's the type of fish that I had.
Okay. If you could go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
Tokyo.
Tokyo.
That sounds interesting. Hmm.
What are your hobbies?
I like to play electric guitar.
That's something I did not know about you. What is your favorite show and what is your favorite movie?
My favorite show, gosh. I like to watch Formula One. Is that a show? It's not a drama. It's not a comedy, but it's a show. It's on TV, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then favorite movie? Gosh, it would probably have to be 2001, A Space Odyssey, a classic.
All right, so I know you said you didn't have any pets, you don't have any pets now, but you did, but dogs or cats?
I like cats.
All right, what is your favorite vacation spot?
Home.
Home. Home. Staycations are the best.
Yep.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up, I was 0 to 4 in Wichita, Kansas, and then I've been in Tulsa ever since.
So where did you go to school? High school, college?
I went to St. Pius through 8th grade, Bishop Kelly through graduation high school. I went to 3 colleges, TU and TCC and St. Meinrad Seminary College.
Wow. So for our last question, what is your favorite sweet treat?
Strawberry shortcake, because I had some last night and it was really good.
That sounds like a great answer. Thank you so much, Mr. Malcolm.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
This week's saint is St. Joseph. St. Joseph lived in Nazareth, but was from Bethlehem. He was Jesus' earthly father and the Virgin Mary's husband. St. Joseph is the patron of the Universal Church and Roman Catholicism, and his life is recorded in the Gospels, mainly Matthew and Luke. His feast day is March 19th. Joseph was a descendant of the house of King David. After he married Mary, he found out she was already pregnant. Being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, he decided to divorce her quietly. But an angel told him that the child was the Son of God and was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Obeying the angel, Joseph took Mary as his wife. After Jesus' birth at Bethlehem in Judea, where the Holy Family was visited by the Magi, an angel warned Joseph and Mary about the impending violence against the child by the King the Great of Judea, where they then fled to Egypt. There then, the angel again appeared to Joseph, informing him of Herod's death and instructing him to return to the Holy Land. He died in Israel in 1 AD at the age of 111. We also would like to extend our sympathies to friends and family of Miss Clements, who just recently passed away. Please send all of your prayers to them.
Signing off from OG News.